Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And on the sidelines, when you could be getting paid to play, the NBA season is back. No better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sportsbooks. Bet on the NFL, NCAA football, Major League Baseball, World Series, UFC, NBA, and more. If you're one-stop shop for everything, along with super quick payouts and bonuses, BetDSI's live features allow you to watch your team before you even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big, win big, and get paid anytime. And now you can get a 100% bonus when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code. You can get an extra 25%. So that's 125% bonus. So you're going to get the 100% bonus, and then you're going to sign up and use the promo code, and then you'll get an extra 25%. So 125% bonus on your first deposit. Join the winning team, sign on to BetDSI.com, and use the promo code WIN125. It's easy. WIN125. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use the code WIN125. BETDSI.com and use that code WIN125. So I'm getting ready for a really cool weekend. I'm feeling pretty good about the week. I'm liking the games that are coming up this weekend, excited about the World Series. And then Ron goes, hey, I just sent you a video. Check it out. Skynet is here. And I'm like, okay, why would I click on this to change my mood for the weekend? And I'm watching this robot jumping on blocks and doing backflips as if it's a human dressed in a robot costume. Why did you do that to me? Now I'm petrified.
Yeah, because I need to make you aware.
It's coming.
It's coming. Skynet is alive.
Why would somebody invent this?
What's the purpose?
Besides total global
domination.
Unless they're building an army of this to take over.
Yeah,
remember Elon Musk said...
They don't build one. They never build just one.
No. They ain't building one.
And then as soon as this robot... realizes I can think for myself.
Oh, yes.
He'll start training all his robot buddies.
Do you remember the two AI computers that created their own language as quickly as possible to talk to each other? And everyone's like, pull the plug! Oh, my God!
No, I don't.
You got to look that up.
That makes me worry,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, look that up. They had two AI machines, two different AI machines, try to communicate with each other. And they couldn't, so they just did what normal people would do, I guess. Just create your own language immediately, and they both understood it. Yep, it's coming.
It's coming.
Elon Musk, who's like the smartest guy on the planet, he's a little quirky, but he's like super smart. He's petrified of AI. If he's petrified of AI, I should be mortified by it. Are you kidding? It should keep me up at night.
He's our John Connor right now.
Yeah. And at least Elon Musk could build himself a spaceship and get out of the apocalypse, robot apocalypse. I can't do that. I have to become their, you know, I have to become their little, slave population when the robots take over. I can't go anywhere.
Do you think when the apocalypse happens, Elon Musk just takes off for the moon, sits on a beach chair and watches from the moon?
Yeah, I think he just goes, I told people.
Eating popcorn, just going, yeah, told you this was going to happen.
In all seriousness, though, this is one of the reasons Elon Musk was afraid of AI. And he made this example. He said, look, the problem with AI, and I'm paraphrasing here. I don't have the exact quote, so I'm just paraphrasing kind of the way he put it. The problem with AI is it doesn't have any moral. There's no morals attached to its decision making. So let's say you tell AI, you know, I'm really getting sick and tired of getting spam email. I need you to stop. I want you to stop spam email. So the AI will say, okay, what can we do to stop spam email? Well, we can do this and we can do this and I can flag this. It eventually would get to the point, and this is where Elon Musk was scared. He said eventually would get to the point that it would kill the people who sent you the spam email. Like, it doesn't have any moral, there's no moral equation.
Boy, did that escalate quickly.
Right. So instead of creating like an algorithm, if that didn't work or if it was still a problem, it would just go down a list of all the possible ways you could not get spam email. And the bottom answer is, well, just eliminate the people that are sending you the spam email and you won't get the spam. But it doesn't process that would be a horrible thing to do. It just would do it. It would just say, well, let's just do that. And that's the terrifying thing. That's the really terrifying thing.
And that's how Judgment Day starts.
Yeah, but think about how you could get rid of political opposition with AI. You could get their computers flooded with all sorts of illegal stuff. You could send a computer all sorts of top secret documents or different kind of illegal pornography or whatever it could. You could thwart a political opponent using AI. This is scary stuff.
You're saying, Tony, is that you can use theoretically social media to thwart political opponents?
Oh, you think you're right. Yeah.
I mean, what crazy talk is that?
No, this is nuts. But this video you sent me of the robot, my first reaction to it was that was that a human dressed up in a robot costume? And you said, no, that's an actual robot.
Here's the thing. If they made it like a cute little tiny robot, I'm fine. Know what? I mean,
vacuum your floor.
If that was to come, if those were the type of robots that decided to take over the planet, you know, we just step on them. We just drop kick them. You know, we all put on our best one bar helmet. And, you know, field goal these guys all over the place. But this thing looks like it's at least 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 5'5" at best. And you know what? Those type of robots, that's what takes over the world.
And here's the deal. It looks indestructible.
Yeah, you just give him a gun. We're done.
We're not going to. It's like, do you have an Alexa or anything like that in your house?
I do.
Yeah.
We have both. We you know, and they haven't.
Google
they haven't,
Home. And
they haven't really met yet. No, we have a Siri, a Home.
A
Home Siri, and we have the Alexa Echo. They haven't met yet.
Oh, okay. Don't let them meet, because then they're just going to take over.
Probably.
Yeah, don't let them
meet. But I haven't had the random talk from Alexa, where she's laughing in the middle of the night. I haven't had that happen to me yet.
No, not yet. But I had, like, Alexa would come on at certain times where I freaked out. Like, I just randomly would just come on, and I'm like, I don't remember asking you a thing, but
yes.
I was too afraid
to talk back to it. With our Siri Home thing, and it's not that old. We were just sitting there in the kitchen one day, and all of a sudden it decided then to play a song. And we're like, whoa.
No, we didn't
say hello. Because with Siri, you have to go, hey, Siri, which is so stupid. Why do I have to address it as a person? That's what scares me.
No, it's
can't I just say computer?
No, they're training you to be, you know,
to
make
respect
them overlords. Yeah,
they're training us to respect electronics.
Because when they take over your life, that's how you're going to ask for food and life items. May I eat today, Siri?
Hey Siri,
please?
May I have more?
Yes. Hey Siri, can I have my medication today, please? Please open up the medicine cabinet. That's the world we're going to live in. In fact, I'm thinking about writing a book. Just to warn people. Oh, goodness gracious.
Now forget about the zombie apocalypse. You know, zombie.
No.
I mean, you know what?
Those zombie apocalypse
we
robots,
could take
though.
On zombies. I mean, you know, if you think about it, it's always going to start with patient zero. That's what they always say. Patient zero is the first zombie.
Right.
And then it just, you know, patient zero is able to find a way to multiply. Just kill patient zero. Robots, on the other hand, man, that's a whole different beast, because it's not just the robot. All of a sudden, it's in wires. You don't know where it is. It's all electronics, and it's just deciding what to do, where to do it. I mean, you could be attacking a factory in Houston, but this thing has already sent its brain to Minnesota, and you have no clue.
And the other scary thing is when AI gets so advanced that it starts creating other AI. Like when it just says, oh, these humans aren't even, I mean, they're so dumb. I can't communicate with them. I need a partner. And it just starts creating other AI. And then that AI spawns other. It's going to be a mess.
What if James Cameron isn't making movies that are like fantasy? What if he's like, you know, from the future preparing us, but can't say it because,
kidding,
you know,
right?
Then we'll think of him as a kook.
Let me ask this. Let's go back to sports for a second. If you had a player that was a great athlete, but he was missing an arm, like he lost an arm, and you had a robotic arm, like $6 million man arm, could that be legal? Like, could you see a day where that would be legal? When robotics gets really, really good?
Yeah, possibly, just because then there would be discrimination if you didn't allow it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, you can't have someone out there with the claw. You know, let's be real. That claw is going to do some damage. But, you know, if you have something where it's a prosthetic arm.
Right. but it's robotic.
Yeah, but then what's to say, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you tweak it a little bit and make it a little stronger than it needs to be.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Like he's
that's
able true. To, you know, say it's a full arm and it's a right arm or a left arm. It doesn't really matter, but it's a quarterback's arm. And you have, you know, it's there. You can tell it looks like a normal arm, but there's robotics inside of it. And he can chuck the ball 80 yards in the air.
Yeah, because I'm not, again, don't imagine this being like a like Cyborg from the DC universe.
Where that's what I'm imagining.
Thing.
I'm imagining Cyborg.
Right. Imagine an arm that looks exactly like an arm, but kind of like Luke Skywalker, where it just like the flesh opens up and it's a bunch of wires and you just close it up. That kind of, when that becomes available, when they attach that system to your arm, could that be, would NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever, would they have to be, ooh, we have to really look into this.
Or better yet,
find out what's going to happen.
What if we have, you know, what if like, say 10 years down the road, we have like a Biff Tanner situation with, you know, he has robotic implants.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
You know, that makes him just grow a little bit taller, makes him a little faster, stronger.
Oh, goodness.
What would the NFL do then?
That's coming.
Forget
in
the steroid
years.
Era. I think, you know, if that happens, baseball becomes the number one sport.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that'll be kind of cool. Baseball be back.
Because then all of a sudden you have pitchers throwing 150. You got batters just swinging the ball. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to have to build bigger stadiums now to handle these batters, make them cricket sized stadiums.
God, speaking of $6 million, man, that seems very, very old now, doesn't it? Bionic Man was $6 million.
Yeah, you know what, though? Really? But that seems very affordable.
That now seems very affordable. Exactly. Like, really? I could change my whole sort of athletic output and brain power with $6 million?
Put it on a credit card.
Slap that thing on a card and, you know, put me under the anesthesia quick. Give me the robotic eye where I can zoom in telescopically.
And need to split it between three cards? No problem.
No, I got it.
I'll be out of debt in a week.
So AI is going to kill us all. So while we're at it, while we're just enjoying life until the inevitable, enjoy sports.
Don't worry, Dodger fan. If you can't come back, AI will take care of you.
AI will take care of you. Exactly.
The Terminator. It's real. It's out there. And we just saw him do backflips.
Exactly. Oh, this is such a scary video. 800-777-2907. It's Tony D and Ron Culver, SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us here on SB Nation Radio as we continue along on a Friday.
Okay, I'm now really petrified because
you saw another robot.
No, I had you watch a scary video, and then I took your advice and I watched a video you suggested, which is two robots making up their own language.
Yes,
dude, that is not okay.
That is not okay at all.
Oh my God,
think about just process that like in a way like where you just stop and you really think about what just happened. So there was an AI computer. And another AI computer, and then the humans went, wouldn't it be cool if they could talk to each other? And then there was like, oh, we can't.
No, but did you?
They can't.
Okay,
and then the computers went, stop, humans, we got this.
But what worries me, did you see the company that was doing this?
No.
It was Facebook.
Was it really?
Mark Zuckerberg decided, like, you know, let's have these two robots talk to each other. And at first, I was watching the video, and they said at first they thought it was gibberish, and then they realized that no, they were inventing their own language. God. And the video says artificial intelligence emergency, and then it says Mark Zuckerberg's face, like, we had to shut it down. I'm like, oh my God,
pull the plug.
Like,
my
Facebook,
God.
You haven't been doing a really good job just, like, with regular technology, just keeping our information private. Now you're just making robots. You guys are the catalyst. They're what was the guy's name who founded Skynet?
Oh, yeah, the guy in the – yeah, exactly.
The guy that they tried to murder, like,
they
500
murder
times
him.
And could never murder
couldn't
him?
Couldn't do it.
Like Dyson or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Boy, Mark Zuckerberg's come a long way from a – chicks that are hot at Harvard site. That's all it was. That's all it was supposed to do, was just to rate chicks hotness in Harvard. And instead he created AIs that talk to each other in their own language. It's going to kill us all.
Yeah, and they're going to, and you know what? They're going to, you think you killed it? You didn't kill it.
No.
You didn't kill it. You just shut it down for a second.
No, it's sleeping. Right?
It's still alive.
It'll figure it out.
And it's sitting there looking like, oh, you know what? Let's go jump into this computer's brain because they just invented a robot that can do jumps and backflips.
Yeah, let's go take a look at that system.
Yeah, we got a ninja robot over here. Put my brain in that ninja robot and take over the world.
Oh my goodness! I used to always think like, there's no way, right? We control AI, and then the more I've been talking about it, the more I realize that no, that's not true at all.
God, I remember as a kid. True. I remember getting a robot. It was like a part of a remote control, and they were calling it a robot. It's like, no, this is just a fancy remote control car.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now if I get a robot, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like I wanted Rosie from the Jetsons, like that would make stuff and, you know, do stuff around the house and clean. And
make you a sandwich.
Like no threat whatsoever. Now, if you told me that I could have a robot cleaning person in my house that would cook and clean, no chance. It would kill me. No chance.